AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Millions of residents in Southern California are on edge as winds have picked up during a final round of dangerous fire weather forecast for the region. Los Angeles City Fire Department Chief Kristen Crowley says many residents will not be able to return to their homes until it's safe.
We understand your desire to return to your community. However, significant safety and infrastructure issues remain, including downed power lines, broken gas lines, hazardous materials, and unsafe water.
Two massive blazes have killed at least 25 people and destroyed thousands of homes. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on Pam Bondi's Senate confirmation hearing to become Attorney General.
Donald Trump's Attorney General nominee says the Justice Department went after the president-elect, and that kind of thing would not happen on her watch. At her Senate confirmation hearing,
they targeted Donald Trump.
And Pam Bondi says if she becomes Attorney General,
I will not politicize that office.
Bondi is a longtime Trump loyalist, and Democrats like Dick Durbin worry she'd oversee investigations at Trump's urging, with him vowing retribution against enemies.
I need to know that you would tell the president no if you're asked to do something that is wrong, illegal, or unconstitutional.
Bondi later did not answer directly when asked what she'd do if career prosecutors recommended bringing a criminal case, but the White House said no.
Senator, if I thought that would happen, I would not be sitting here today.
Insisting her client is the American people and not the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials say Israel and Hamas have agreed to a ceasefire deal to pause the war in the Gaza Strip. This is AP News. The U.S. population is shrinking more than expected.
The Congressional Budget Office is reducing its population projections for 30 years from now. The Budget Office had projected last year that 383 million people would be living in the United States in 2055. Now it's projecting that roughly 342 million will be living in the country in 30 years. That's because of declining birth rates and less immigration expected. The U.S. population is expected to grow to 350 million by the end of this year, but then population growth is expected to slow beginning in 2036. And the Budget Office says without immigration, the U.S. population would start to slow down in 2033. 3 years earlier. Fertility rates over the next 30 years are expected to go from 1.7 births per woman to 1.6 births. Donna Warder, Washington.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.